Welcome to the Bob Siegel Show podcast on the Cross Global Media Radio Network. Visit cgmradio.com/Bob to subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform.
I heard the new international version skips some verses in Acts, and we were just talking about Acts. Is that true? And if so, why are they skipped exactly?
Well, it's not just in Acts. We need to first go back and understand that when we get into the science called textual criticism is the acknowledgement that all literature from the ancient world, whether it's the Bible, whether it's Greek philosophy, Roman history, whatever it is, we have it all in the form of copies. We don't have the originals because in those days, the papyri that they wrote on, it didn't survive. And you couldn't save it on your hard drive. If you were going to have something last and preserve it, you had to keep copying it. Now, in time, they had a whole new different kind of paper called parchment and vellum, which was made with animal skin. And so the copies that have finally survived were written on those. But we have copies. Now, in the New International Version, sometimes in the footnotes, they'll say the oldest and most reliable manuscripts omit this verse. And so they'll omit it too. Sometimes they'll write the verse in the margins. Other times they'll put the verse in the narrative. They'll put it there, but they'll still tell you that it didn't belong there. Mm-hmm. Now, there are other scholars who do other translations, and it doesn't matter to them what the oldest text said, because they would say that the oldest text is still a copy. Mm-hmm. And they want to see what's in the majority of the texts, because they feel that if it made it into the majority of the texts, it's more likely that the original text said that. So that's an argument that scholars have. Some prefer majority text. Some prefer older text. I'm a little more inclined to go by majority text myself. But the truth is, those verses in dispute are very few, and they make no material outcome to the Bible. They're not of that great of an importance, but that is one of the reasons why the New International Version will at times omit certain verses.
I got you. I do remember reading in the Bible once where it had a note saying, like, yes, this was in Leviticus. Oh, Leviticus, yes, yeah. Chapter 11. And I remember, because I remember that specific one. I don't remember the verses, but it mentioned that a bat was a bird, and they made a note saying, yes, we know that bats are not birds, but at the time they were thinking they were birds. Yeah, but that's another story.
Yeah, they'll put little notes like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, exactly.
In there,
well, right. Thank you so much again. We have plenty of other Bible questions.
These are great. I love answering Bible questions, so keep them coming.
Absolutely. So stay tuned, listeners, for part 5 at some
all
point.
All right. And next week we will have Jim Barrier on, and he'll be in the studio next week.
Oh, really? So, yes. Sweet. So a live in studio.
Yes.
I'm looking forward to it.
All right. We'll see you next time, everybody.
The Bob Siegel Show podcast is a production of Bob Siegel and Cross Global Media. Visit us online and subscribe to the show at cgmradio.com/Bob.